Welcome back. 104.5 The Zone. Buck Rising here with you. It's Wednesday. It's game week. A game was played at Nissan Stadium on Sunday. We're going to talk about it with Will Compton of Bussin' with the Boys. New episode out now. Jeffrey Simmons, Big Jeff, is the guest on this week's episode. Subscribe, rate, and review. New episodes come out every Wednesday. The YouTube edition of Bussin' with the Boys debuts on Wednesday at 6 p.m. each week. Hello, William.
Buck, how are you doing, man?
Good afternoon. I'm well. I'm glowing in radioactive material from what I experienced at Nissan Stadium on Sunday, but I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Yeah, Sunday was a long one.
So let's walk the audience through this from your perspective, because the bus and tailgate looks like a rousing success. My girlfriend went to her first Titans game only after attending the Bussin' with the Boys tailgate.
What you think?
She showed up hammered, so I'm not sure what she thought, but I'm glad that a good time was had by all. I went down to say hi to her at halftime, and she reeked of vodka and lemonade. So God knows what went on at Acme prior to the game. But so then the game begins, and you know the game goes the way that it does, and the Titans struggle mightily, and Chandler Jones is now the NFC's Defensive Player of the Week. And the bus is now a talking point in week one of the NFL season because your co-host had a bit of a time out there. What has your experience been like dealing with that? Because you've been active in fighting off the trolls on the internet.
Yeah, I had to take my talents. I had to look out for my family in the best interest of the victory lattes, and I had to move it to the Raiders for a week. But yeah, it was tough, man. You know, listen, and as far as the bus and stuff goes, you know you have a good brand when it gets used for likes, retweets. It's such an easy play. And, you know, it's like it sucks at the same time, but also our brand is what it is. And everybody wants to use it because when they see that the boy gives up a sack or he plays bad, that's such an immediate go-to because, you know, he does both things.
No, it's fair. And I know that you went ahead and used the line anyway. It's okay. I don't want public credit, but I'm going to take it for myself anyway. Talking about the bottom feeders who came after.
Yes. So, yeah, day of the game, like, dude, it's highly emotional. Listen, at the end of the day, boys, the boys lost. The standings say 0-1. We lost in a bad fashion. It looked bad. Everybody can twist and be like, here's all the glaring spots. You can go and do Buck Rising's polls that he does every day where he's like, well, what do we got to do? What are we going to do to get better? But at the end of the day, the boys are 0-1. And, you know, if you look back in history, they would start off 2-4 before they played the Chiefs before a bye week. Everybody was ready to quit then. Everybody was giving up them. Everybody was packing up their bags.
I thought they were dead.
Everyone was figuring out, oh, what's New Year's plans? What are we doing after the season's over? This, that, the other. The boys going to tear, go 9-7, go to the AFC Championship. It's one game. And, yeah, there's a lot of stuff to fix. But I've been in the locker room. I know it's going to be nothing but accountability and optimism going into week two and trying to find a way to fix it.
We talked to Mike Vrabel earlier today. He gave a press conference, and we'll talk about that here in just a second. But Andy has called in. He wants to talk about Taylor Lewan, and why don't we do that since Will Compton's on the show? What's up, Andy?
What's going on, Buck? You're the best sports tweeter on the web. I wanted to thank Mrs. Lewan for coming on to defend him. It's absurd. Take the heat. When you got the guy who talks so much mess, he shows up to sign his contract, dressed like Boss Hogg, talks a lot of grief, and it's enjoyable. At the end of the day, not trusting the knee, not believing in this. I'm sure you can believe and trust in the check that shows up. Let's perform. Let's quit talking about, and by the way, that Chiefs game, that was when a Patrick Mahomes came back a game too early from an injury, so let's not put too much good on it. Good luck with that bus, Chief.
Andy, with some heat.
He doesn't get to stay on the phone?
Well, no, Lucas drops them pretty quickly because he gets scared.
I didn't drop them. You dropped them.
I didn't do that.
He hung up. He was scared.
Again, this is nothing other than somebody tweeting me. This is nothing other than somebody going in my Twitter mentions, continuing to be a bottom feeder, and saying something easy. Like, you know,
this is the problem. Because I'm gonna articulate this from both sides, okay? Because that's what I do. I talk for a living. I articulate. Let's look at this from all angles, okay? Taylor Lewan and the Titans collectively, all right? Wasn't just Taylor. Taylor's just the most noticeable because Taylor's one of the biggest personalities. Taylor carries himself the way that he does, and that does not translate well when you play a bad game because all of the heat is going to come for you, whether you have a podcast or not. All well and good. On the other side, in that same clip that everybody is highlighting, it's not just Taylor. It's the entirety of the offensive line. It's getting walked back into Ryan Tannehill's face. Taylor is among the easiest targets on the field. Everybody listening to this understands that they didn't play well. Will has just articulated this from the player's side. You're going to flush this down the drain. You're going to move on to the game plan against Seattle, and you're going to try and take what Kyler Murray did to you and try to make sure that Russell Wilson can't do it to you. That's basically the entire summary of what the last 4 days of Twitter interaction and phone calls and DMs and God knows what other poisonous stuff that's been infiltrating all of our timelines over the last 72 hours. Did I do that well?
You did. Hey, you did. You did a very good job of that.
All right. Thank you.
You know, it's all the same, like press conference answers and everything else. Like at the end of the day, the boys have a new week. Everyone gets to wake up. The mantra, like every day you come to work, you're going to come in the facility. It's going to be all about controlling your attitude and your effort when you come to work. Accountability. The boys are going to have optimism. They're going to have accountability. If not, you're going to dwell. When you dwell, you know, you can't look at the big picture because you want to be stuck in your own photo, making excuses and everything else. So at the end of the day, the boys got to be accountable. They got to have optimism. They got to bring that BDE this week at practice, and they got to bounce back. It's a get back on track week, dude.
Noted Raider Will Compton with us here on 104.5 The Zone, Bussin' with the Boys, podcast out, subscribe, rate, and review. Jeffrey Simmons is this week's guest. Now, it's important to note that Jeff was taped before this game, so there will not be post-game reaction with Jeff Simmons. For those of you who are going and seeking accountability, at least current event accountability on the podcast, that is not available to you just yet, but I'm sure it will be discussed at a later date. So with Russell Wilson, have you played Russell Wilson in your career, either with Washington or I don't think Tennessee played him while you were here.
Yeah, I did at Washington. I don't want to give myself credit. I don't want to brag too much, but I have an interception out there on Russell Wilson.
Oh, Lucas, quickly rack him. Love to see it. Will Compton, noted interceptor of Russell Wilson passes, here with us to dissect his game with great importance. Yeah, that was real.
I don't like to brag.
Go ahead and pick that name that you just dropped up off the ground.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. No, dude, the stadium's awesome to play in. They got the 12 man. It's a cool atmosphere. Seattle, I mean, the whole NFC, what is it, the NFC West?
Undefeated this weekend.
Everybody's undefeated, yeah. So it'll be fun to watch, man. Russell Wilson is a stud. You're going to have to get off the field on third down, similar to just like Murray, although he's not as quick and everything else as Murray. The dude is, you know, he's got a brain like Peyton Manning. He's got feet close to Murray. So they'll have their hands full with him on third down, but, you know, the boys will have their work cut out for him.
Yeah, so I guess kind of you outlined some of it there, but what, and I know you haven't played Kyler Murray and you've played Russell Wilson, what kind of sets them apart, though, as players? Because I think people kind of lump them into the same category, and that's not something necessarily they should be doing.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what category is that. Is that the category of being a scrambling QB?
Just like a mobile. I think they're just generalized as mobile running quarterbacks when that's not Russell Wilson's game entirely.
Yeah, I mean, to be in the category with Russell Wilson, I think Murray's got a ways to go before you can categorize him with Russell. I mean, he does it year in and year out. He's always an MVP candidate. He can get himself out of trouble. He can run. He can obviously throw the ball really well. They'll have to, you know, do some things up top with Lockett, DK Metcalf. I'm not very familiar with how their defense performed this past weekend, but Seattle, they've always been a good football team.
Yeah, no, they played the Colts this weekend, and they played well. They sacked Carson Wentz 4 times. They looked a lot better than they have in recent years because that side of the ball has been down for them since they broke apart the Legion of Boom after the Super Bowl runs. But, yeah, I think that the Russell Wilson situation, I watched that game on replay because obviously I didn't get the opportunity to watch it live. The Titans played their game earlier in the afternoon, and we were in press conferences, so I watched it on Game Pass. And the more that I think about this matchup, it's so hard for me to imagine that there's a quarterback that can have a better game than Kyler Murray did on Sunday. And I don't think it was because of what the defense was doing to allow him to have such a good game. I thought the defense, honestly, early, held up pretty well in what their strategy was. He's just a freakish athlete, and the way that he juked the defense out of their souls three different times before he launched a pass to Rondale Moore on 3rd and 10 for 18 yards. Like, there are only so many things you can do against a playmaking quarterback like that. And that's, again, the challenge that they have this week.
100%. Yeah, like you said it well, the defense was playing decent. I mean, it's just tough when Kyler's back there running around and buying time. You can't cover for 10 seconds at a time. And then, you know, also it's all complimentary football. Like the one time they got a bad situation because they recovered the ball at the goal line and they almost had a phenomenal goal line stand, but Kyler Murray makes a play with his feet, throws it up to D-Hop there in the end zone, and D-Hop's one of the best in the league. But yeah, man, it's tough to judge. It's tough to give too much an opinion on the defense right now just because of what Kyler Murray was doing and how much time he was buying and the plays that they were making on third down and making the play last longer.
All right, let's talk about the podcast that you did with Big Jeff this week because he's a fascination for Titans fans. He's somebody who there are sky-high expectations for, and he's one of the most honest people that we get the opportunity to talk to. He's been a guest on this show. We've had, obviously, many, many press conferences with Big Jeff throughout the course of his career. And I thought the interview that you guys did with him, he's not scared to say things in a way that a lot of guys in his position might be, you know, and he's not necessarily slow to warm up the way that somebody like AJ Brown was the first time that you guys had him on the podcast. What was the experience like with Big Jeff, and what were you kind of trying to learn about him as an interview subject?
Yeah, I thought a great thing that the Titans had did recently, their media team, shout out their media team and PR team for that little mini docuseries that they did on Jeff and AJ Brown out of Mississippi, because I didn't know a whole lot about Jeff. The only thing I knew about Jeff was being in the locker room with him last year. Outside of that, Jason Hatcher, who his uncle is, who I played with in Washington. So I had familiarity with him through Jason, through Uncle Hatch, as I like to call him. But other than that, I didn't know a whole lot about like Mississippi State, his upbringing and stuff like that. And I thought they did a lot of good things of painting the picture for us of who Jeff Simmons is on that mini docuseries, because the way he is in the locker room, we got to jab at him for his sensitivity at times, how his family said he was like a crybaby growing up. So we got to just have a lot of fun with him there. And then everybody in our locker room, any locker room you're at, the boys are always joking on each other about stuff, whether it's photos, old photos. You gotta keep stuff close to the vest, and you can't let too much get out there because the boys will drag you in the locker room. And so when you had the photo, Jeff's known for dragging guys in the locker room. So when you had the photo of him as a young buck with that suit on, that the blonde hair, yes, on the top, his head looked like a kettlebell. Like he just has fun, man. He didn't take stuff too seriously. We've had a rapport with him throughout the last year. He bothered us. He was on us heavy about getting him a Spooktober shirt last year. And he's always badgered me about getting on the bus. So he finally got his shot. And he didn't shy away from the lights.
Am I keeping pace with him as far as YouTube? Well, I guess we won't know until the YouTube episode comes out tonight of Bussing with the Boys.
So far with Raj, I'm sure I knew, like, I just knew you were looking. I know you're looking. I know you're kind of measuring it up because you want to have some respect. I can respect that.
Listen, it's like people tweeting you that you're washed, and then you do a one-handed pull-up, and you say, absolutely not washed. People been sleeping on you since day one. People been sleeping on us, William. We cannot tolerate this disrespect.
It's tough, man. When you're out there and you talk a lot, like, people just want to sleep on you, man. It's tough when people want to see you and drag you down to the depths of the ocean that badly that they go to whatever. They reach for whatever they can to try to kill your vibe, and they just can't do it.
All right, so let's talk about this in more detail, because I know this kind of lot. It's been a long time since I've been in a locker room as, like, a player. Obviously, since high school was the last time that I had any kind of athletic ability. But I know the kind of – everybody can relate to the kind of vibe that you're talking about, where your buddies in the locker room are absolutely dragging. I'm not sure what Blas just said to make you laugh, but I'm going to find Blas.
I think we're all just kind of thinking about the softball game, so.
Yeah, no, the softball game was not a great display of athletic ability. Much easier to do when you're on the defensive line and you don't have to do anything that's more athletic than running into somebody in front of you. Anyway, with the locker room dynamic, what's the worst burn that somebody got you on that you felt like that you had to, like, talk yourself down from? Like, who got you too good one time and it stuck with you after the fact? Because I know this exists. It's happened to all of us where it goes just a hair too far and you feel it for maybe a day after, a couple hours after, and it doesn't necessarily feel as congenial as most of your locker room talk would.
Yeah, you know, I think to get to the point, like growing up with the teeth that I had and getting badgered for my voice and everything like that growing up, like you got to go through some vulnerable, sensitive times as a young buck to like get to where you're like, okay, everything's just not that serious. But I would say being in the NFL, probably the one time where I sat on the plane, I was just like, damn, I'm down bad right now. The kid's down bad. Was definitely when you think you have a good fit going on the plane. There was one time walking on the plane, everybody's like, oh, that man come. He just went to Joseph A. Bank and asked for what was on the mannequin. And everyone's just trashing me to the back of the plane. And I remember, like, you know, kind of laughing and stuff. And I sit down, I'm like, damn, I really thought I did look good too. So that's probably a time that, you know, I always remember.
That happened to me on Sunday. I thought I had a nice outfit picked out, and then somebody tweeted me, said I look like a revival tent preacher, and I couldn't unsee it.
I'm telling you. Hey, that's why I'll just go – that's why I'll do some reaches with the fits that I do have, because I know they can be fun and stuff like that. I'm just like, hey, you kind of just not have to care, because if you do care, you're going to get your feelings hurt at some point.
This reminds me of a text exchange that we had earlier in the week about feelings, but one that we will not rehash here. Will Compton of Bussin' with the Boys here with us on 104.5 The Zone. His weekly appearance presented by All American Pest Control. Plans as low as $39. Visit yuckbugs.com. Subscribe, rate, review, resubscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe. Make sure you're checking out the content that the boys are producing on a weekly basis. And remember, it's just a podcast. It doesn't mean anything on the football field. All of you relax. Thanks, buddy.
Right. Hey, Buck, my man, keep your sanity. The boys are just 0-1. Don't let these boys drag you down like that.
No, it's not dragging me down. You know how easy my job was on Monday? There's nothing wrong with a little disaster every once in a while.
What makes it your job? What makes you probably got to?
Well, I didn't have to go until he froze up, so that's perfect timing. Let's get out of here. He had a good point he was ready to make, and the internet has betrayed him. We'll come back. We'll do polls up next.